Number 121 from May 2016, The Same Mistakes. You can tell it is spring not only by the calendar or by the temperature outside, but by the birds that have returned and are singing and mating and making preparations for their nests. We have a beautiful red cardinal that is very flashy and fun to watch. I know he's a male cardinal because in the bird world, the males are always the flashy dressers so that they can attract the female. But there is something very wrong with this bird. In Indiana, we would look at him and say, he ain't right. He insists on flying into our living room window over and over and over again. One of my friends suggested that he might be seeing his own reflection and thinks that there is another male that he has to challenge, so he keeps trying over and over again. He doesn't just do this a few times, however. He usually hits the window 3 times at each foray, moving up the window with each attack. Then he settles back onto a chair, waits about 20 to 30 seconds, and then hits it again 3 times. He does this all day long until dark. My wife Deborah put some bread out there by the window, thinking that that might distract him from his futile mission, but it had no effect. We can even hear his clunk, clunk, clunk noises from the living room. It is enough to give a woodpecker a headache. His little bird brain is probably so rattled now that he can't even think. Short of blasting the little fellow, I don't know what would dissuade him from his obsession. This whole scene would be a lot funnier if it weren't for the fact that we can look around ourselves and see people doing the same kind of thing that that bird does. It happens quite a bit, actually, that we do something and it doesn't work, and then we do the same thing, only harder. When that doesn't work, we repeat the same thing over again, thinking that this time it will surely work. As my colleague Jim used to say, we don't make many mistakes in life. We just make the same ones over and over again. We eat until we are stuffed again and again, and then wonder why we are gaining weight. We procrastinate on our work or our studies repeatedly, and then wonder why we are so stressed. We ignore our spouses time and again, and then think that they should be a lot more intimate than they are. We spend money on stuff we don't need, and then wonder why we can't seem to grow our savings account. We yell at the kids continually, and then wonder why they don't seem to listen to us. We ignore our prayer and meditation routines, and then are surprised that we don't feel as close to God. The Christian church is not immune from this mindless repetition either. There have been many times when the 7 last words of the church have been, "We never did it that way before," despite the fact that what we are doing is not working. One area that demonstrates this is when the church seeks to be relevant and meaningful through raw power. Historically, when Christianity became legal under Emperor Constantine, the church began to lose its countercultural vibe. By the time of Martin Luther, you could not tell the difference between the church and the government. It was all mixed together in the Holy Roman Empire. We are doing the same kind of thing today. Christianity is seen by young people today as part of the establishment. We are not viewed as countercultural at all, but as the same as our culture. We believe that our influence will come with a stronger lobby in Washington, D.C. and bigger buildings, but what young people are looking for is authentic relationship with God and with people. When the church is at its best and most influential is when we speak with authority and not power. Our authority has always come from how we love and how we serve. Even the pagans looking at the early church said, "See how they love one another." Authority won through loving service is the reason people were swayed by Mother Teresa. It is the reason why I listened to my grandmother as a kid. She had won that authority by countless acts of selfless love. It is the only thing that has ever made a difference in our world, and the only thing that Jesus was interested in during his ministry. Winston Churchill once remarked, "Those who forget their past are doomed to repeat their mistakes." So, like that red bird at my window, we have at times beaten our little bird brains against the wall. But we pray that in the post-Easter season, we will see God doing a new thing in us and be open to it.